Now, you might be thinking, why not just stick with social media ads for your podcast growth? And sure, social media can work, but it does have its challenges. Think about podcast app ads, like those on Spotify or Buzzsprout. These reach people who already love podcasts. These are folks who have hit play and are ready to discover something new, just like your show. Unlike social media, where your ad competes with memes, news, and endless scrolling, podcast apps put you right in front of listeners who are actively looking for audio content.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
Let's look at social media for a second. Your ad might get a lot of impressions, but how many people will actually stop scrolling to hit play? In podcast apps, on the other hand, your ad isn't just seen, it's heard, and by people already in listening mode. That makes for a much more engaged audience and a higher chance that they'll actually check out your show. All right, let's talk about costs, because we're indie podcasters, and every penny counts. Spotify ads let you start with a budget of $250, reaching thousands of listeners. If even 1% of those 10,000 impressions convert, that's a solid 100 new listeners, and they're already in the habit of listening to podcasts. Buzzsprout, on the other hand, lets you start with just, say, $100, and you can even target specific audiences like entrepreneurs or tech enthusiasts. And sure, social media ads might seem cheaper, but impressions don't always mean engagement. With in-app ads, you're not just chasing clicks, you're actually building listeners. They're there to listen and discover, perfect for growing a loyal fan base. So if you have a $300 budget, here's what you could expect. With $300 on Spotify, you'll likely reach 10,000 impressions. And if just 1% of that converts, that's about 100 new listeners at $3 per listener. On Facebook, $300 might get you 15,000 to 20,000 impressions. But with a lower click-through rate, you're looking at 75 to 150 potential new listeners. But here's the problem. They are not necessarily in podcast discovery mode. So let me recap on why podcast apps are a better choice. One, you get an engaged audience. People in these apps are here to listen and not just scroll through content. Two, there's a higher conversion rate. Since listeners are already in audio mode, they're more likely to check out your show. Three, long-term value. While the upfront costs might be higher, the return on investment is better. You're gaining listeners and not just fleeting clicks. If you're thinking of trying this out, here's how to get started. One, set your budget. Whether it's $100 or even $300, either could give you a solid start. Two, choose your platform. Spotify for a broad reach, or Buzzsprout if you want to target a specific niche. I might recommend Buzzsprout, but Spotify is pretty awesome. I'll leave those links in the show notes. Three, craft your ad. Keep it short and direct. Here's an example, but it's not necessary you copy this one, but I'll tell you why I'm using this. Are you an indie African podcaster looking to grow? Discover tips, tricks, and real stories on Into the Podverse. Dive in and join the conversation. Listen now on Spotify. Why does this work? One, clear audience appeal. The ad directly speaks to indie African podcasters setting up a connection. Two, quick value proposition. Tips, tricks, and real stories give listeners a clear idea of what they'll gain when they listen. Three, strong call to action. Listen now on Spotify. It nudges listeners to take immediate action on a familiar platform. Track and adjust. Watch your downloads and subscribers. If you're not getting the growth you hoped for, tweak your ad or try a different target. In-app ads could be the boost you need. With an engaged audience, better conversion rates, and a more targeted approach, it's a strategy worth exploring.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.